Hey, it's the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. And did you guys know we have listeners in Japan, cool. Germany, wow. UK, yay. Netherlands,
that's
Italy?
Awesome.
Wait.
Those actually all have super hot men, don't they?
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, no, actually, if you're listening in from there, DM me after this, okay?
Okay.
After you hear the full show, which is starting right now.
Guys, I'm worried about Brooke today.
Wait, what? Oh no, Brooke.
I'm in a great mood.
Well, just because I know she doesn't handle bad news very well.
Oh no.
So
we have bad news.
I can only imagine how devastated she must have felt when she looked at Forbes magazine and found Jay-Z just passed her in total net worth.
Brooke, you love Jay-Z.
I do love Jay-Z.
And if you didn't hear, Jay-Z isn't just a billionaire anymore. He's now a multi-billionaire.
It's crazy.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
This is insane.
Somebody get Brooke a box of wine when I tell you this, because Forbes says he's now worth $2.5 billion. Just edging out Brooke. And not
just
to don't want to enrage her any further, but they even broke down where all of Jay-Z's money is coming from.
And this is the,
I want to know this.
This is the most insane part, because music is way down on the list.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
See, Brooke has clearly studied the list thoroughly to find out how to beat him. But $310 million from his Armand de Brignac champagne.
Oh, that's the
champagne.
Yeah.
The champagne.
I'm more of a cook's guy, so.
Class?
Relatable.
Yeah. $220 million in cash and investments, including $70 million stake in Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know he had a share.
Every time you drunkenly Uber home from the bars at 2 in the morning, Jay-Z gets a little bit richer.
That's right.
You're welcome.
$100 million from the Deuce Cognac. Is that right?
Yeah, that's his liquor. That's the liquor I was thinking about.
$100 million from Tidal, the music streaming service.
Wait, people are still using that?
I thought that place went bankrupt.
I've never even heard of that.
It's worth $100 mil still.
Ouch.
Really?
$75 million from Roc Nation, his entertainment agency.
Yeah.
$75 million from his music catalog. $70 million from his personal art collection.
Oh my God, his art collection is worth almost as much as his music catalog.
Investments.
And $50 million in real estate.
Whoa.
So I know that's all pretty depressing to hear, but we do have one thing that Jay-Z doesn't have.
What's that?
That's a dog shock collar that we use to electrocute each other with. So take that, young Hova. We're getting into the shock collar question of the day with our own with our own version of Jay-Z, Digital Jake. Jake, take it away.
Digital Jake Z.
Previously on the shock collar question of the day, we pitted the sexes against each other. Brooke and Alexis against Jeff and Jose.
It was a battle.
In a boys versus girls edition of Cap or No Cap.
Yeah!
We won.
And the girls did win.
While the ladies did take the win in overtime, afterwards, we received a report from the Cap or No Cap commissioner's office.
No way.
What? And it reads as follows.
Oh my, I think Jay-Z's a part of this.
He has a couple shares.
Yeah.
It reads, quote, due to an illegal chair height infraction by one member of the ladies team.
No way.
Specifically,
what?
Brooke.
A chair what?
Height infraction.
Your chair height.
Chair's
too
high.
Oh, I think mine's too high.
We have no choice but to wipe that game off the record books.
Okay, you started
the game saying that it was going to finally determine who is smarter, and there was no other questions afterwards.
And then you moved your chair, Brooke.
I did.
The victory's been abdicated by the league. And in order to avoid further infractions, Brooke's chair must be set to the lowest possible available setting, including for this game.
No, I'm only going higher.
Still going to cheat.
When they go low, I go high.
That's signed, Commissioner Arlo Fox.
Brooke's mom is the commissioner?
Arlo is not anyone in my family.
Brooke's mom has spoken, so it looks like we're all tied up again and ready to go for another first time ever for the second time ever game of Cap or No Cap.
Wow.
We'll start once again with the notorious rule breakers, Brooke and Alexis. Science has found, although minimally, coffee does indeed stunt your growth. Cap or No Cap?
I thought this was a whole lie.
I thought it was too.
Well, Alexis worked as a barista in a coffee shop. Did you have a lot of short people coming in?
I wouldn't say that.
No?
Not a lot of short people, herself,
very tiny.
That is true.
No, but he said minimally. Like, he specifically said as little as humanly possible. So that's why I think it may be no cap. If he hadn't said that, I would have said cap.
Okay, fine. I trust you.
All right, I'm going to say no cap.
Yeah.
They said no cap. And that's Cap.
Oh, dang it.
No scientific link between coffee and stunted growth.
I should have listened to Alexis. She had it right.
Someone clip that and save that forever.
Please.
Gentlemen, you use up to 30% of your taste buds during an underwater ride in a submarine.
What?
Cap or no cap?
What a weird statement.
Why would that happen? Because of like the water pressure it affects how you taste?
The air pressure maybe.
Or just like you've been breathing the same air for so long.
Oh my God. Gross. Can you imagine how stagnant things are down there?
Why don't we think about the opposite? Like when you're in an airplane, they make airplane food saltier because you can taste it less. I know this because I watch a lot of food stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why airplanes. Yeah. So I think we go no cap.
Let's say it. No cap.
No cap.
They said no cap, and that's cap. Jose is right, though. You do lose 30% temporarily when you fly because of the dryness and the elevation.
But not under.
Underwater.
Darn it.
Interesting.
We're 0 for. Back to the ladies.
All right.
Ooh, good game. The name
for the Google search engine didn't actually come from the meaning, which is a number with 100 zeros. It originally came from the word ogle, as to spy on information and pictures.
Didn't we just discuss Google came about after the Janet Jackson? No, that was YouTube.
I think that was just you saying that. I don't know.
You said that, and we were YouTube. Like, oh, really?
But without two O's, it would be Go Ogle. Like, it would be an instruction instead of Google.
Was it made to spy on people?
What Brooke was saying before was that Google Images started because
J-Lo's
dress.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's where we got to. You're right.
YouTube because of Janet Jackson's boobs.
Right.
Well, that was also true, though.
Brooke just likes to creep on women.
Yeah. I'm serious. Maybe everybody likes to creep on women. That's why it was called Ogle.
You think Go Ogle?
Maybe. Why not? It's
sure.
Fun, right?
Go Ogle is no cap.
They said no cap, and that's cap. We just made that up completely.
Wow. It sounds like Go Ogle, though.
Yeah, really loves Go Ogle. Boys, you get this right, we don't have to go to overtime. Here's your statement.
Pressure.
Rice is actually one of the worst things you can use for a wet phone, as it does long-term damage. Cap or no cap?
What? Jose is the rice expert, though, so I think I need to default to you on the qualities of rice.
I will say, I've always known and heard that the rice thing works.
My mom's done it before.
I've done it so many times.
Yeah. But maybe it works so well where it takes all the moisture like out of your actual hard drive.
What? I don't think they put moisture in your hard drive when they make it.
Well, you know what I mean. It there's little rice particles. Whenever you open a bag of rice, there's tiny little flakes of rice in there that could get in your phone and damage it.
I think that this is. What's the statement? I'm sorry.
Rice is actually one of the worst things you can use for a wet phone.
Let's go no cap on this. Let's go no cap.
Okay. They said no cap. And that's no cap.
Yeah! Oh! We're so smart. We totally knew it.
This is horrible for your phone.
I'm so confident.
Why does it work then?
It does get the water out, but it does speed up the corrosion process, which can lead to rust in your phone later on.
The little particles, you were right, Jeff.
Gentlemen, the first ever winners of Boys vs. Girls Cap or No Cap.
That is so not fair.
This is just what society is. This is a real look at how it works.
Okay, let's get singing.
Go find them on Go Ogle. All right. Well, the girl's going to get shocked if somebody wanted to hear Work From Home by Fifth Harmony.
Ooh, good.
You don't got to go to work, but you got to work. There's so many.
Reading is hard.
Yeah. You have to say work.
I had it right.
That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Quick morality check.
Okay.
Is it okay to lie to your significant other if it saves their feelings from getting badly hurt?
I don't know. No. You may be the one they trust to tell them the truth and hurt them.
Well, for example, when Brooke's husband says, honey, this lima bean quinoa oyster souffle is absolutely delicious.
Uh-huh. He likes that one, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
I'm sure he does.
Full after one bite.
So much flavor.
It's just a lot of protein. That's why.
Or like when your boyfriend says, so when you went backstage at the Drake concert, nothing happened, right? No. Nothing happened. We just played Scrabble and... talked about the stock market. You know how Drake does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Drake ignores almost all women around there.
Pretty much. Well, today we have a woman on the phone who says she's been telling one major lie to her boyfriend for years. Because if the truth did come out, the relationship might be over.
Oh.
Brooke thinks she should still tell the truth. We'll see if you agree in a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, my daughter was kicked off TikTok because she's only 10.
Oh my God, get your daughter off TikTok. She should not be on there.
What she doesn't realize is I was the one who reported her account and got her booted.
That's right, Mom.
She doesn't need to be exposed to that filth.
It's true, though, but 10.
I agree.
Save the filth for us.
We're on TikTok, and filth is the perfect description of this show. Just like in this segment where our listeners unearth their dark, grubby, filthy secrets for the whole world to see. Ooh. And today we have a woman who wants to add to the filth puddle. She's chosen to go by Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, you sound like a dirty girl, Nicole.
Oh.
I didn't mean it like
that. I'm with you, bro.
Okay.
I'm glad I have a nice voice.
Yeah, with the voice changer.
Yeah, it is nice. Voice changer's on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, and nobody knows but you guys.
Okay. Well, everybody knows, but we have no idea who you are, so it's fine.
Great. So I live with my boyfriend, and we're in 2 years now, and I love him so much. He's the perfect person.
I wouldn't tell him that either. No wonder you have not said a thing.
That's cute.
I mean, he's like my own personal chef. He's communicative. He's clean, you know.
Good.
There's just so many things I love about him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there first.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the filth. Dump it on us.
So the thing about my boyfriend is that he wants to be the breadwinner. I mean, he takes pride in that, you know.
Mm.
And I'm on his side with that. I love that he wants to take care of me and be traditional that way. And
Yeah,
I love that too.
It's
I mean,
so exhausting. I mean, honestly.
What?
Because as soon as you make more money than a man, then they have all this ego and weird fragility about it. Like, it should be fine.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. I make a lot more money than my boyfriend.
Okay.
So I am essentially the breadwinner.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hiding it from him. I make double he makes.
Oh, you're hiding it.
And you have to hide it?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know my salary. He doesn't know anything about it.
What would happen if he found out?
Yeah.
I think he would be torn. I think it would be damaging to our relationship.
Really?
Have you considered taking a worse job?
I mean, that's such a hard piece for you to be in because you love this guy. You also love your job. You're good at it.
Yeah.
And you make more money. And you also, obviously,
that should be a bad thing.
You don't define who you are by the amount that you make,
true,
right? Like, that's what happens with society's pressure, whatever.
Yeah.
I wish there was a middle ground, though, where he could know that you make the most, but you still let him pay for everything and let him spoil you.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it's been working great and working really well over the past year here, and it's getting more difficult lately. I'm making extra income.
Yeah.
You're getting raises.
Only person's like, oh my God, more money.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it's getting difficult now because I love making money, but I love my relationship, and I want to make sure that it works, and so I got these campers. And I've been renting them out.
Like trailers? Like camper trailers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, camper trailers.
And he doesn't know about that?
No, he doesn't know about them at all.
Wait, so you want to make even more money?
Yeah, no, I think
she should. She should
not. That's fine. I'm just confused. But,
she was trying to spend money and then bought campers and then started renting them out. And now she's making more money.
I see. She doesn't want to make more money. It just keeps happening to her like a bad curse.
Yes, that is true.
Can't you just let your boyfriend, like, be honest with him? Can't you just tell him, like, hey, you take care of me in a lot of other ways? Like, look at all the food you're making me.
Oof, even his cooking isn't that great. Yeah. But, I mean, the camper rental thing, is that helping or is that hurting your goal?
Unfortunately, I'm making, like, quadruple his salary now. On the side hustle, on the job. So I have all this stuff going on.
Doesn't he notice the six campers parked outside of your house and be like, what are these campers?
I rent them out at this camp you know, this camp place.
Grounds. Or
oh, I see.
He doesn't know about them at all. He's never seen them.
So you own like a whole trailer park and you have no idea.
If you end up marrying this man and living with him, he is going to know about your finances.
Yeah, you have to tell him eventually.
Well, here's the thing. We are not married, so we file our taxes separately.
Yeah.
Right, but don't you want that in your relationship with
him? I do, and I don't know what to do because I'm saving up for a Lamborghini now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
To pull the campers.
It's very exactly. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Very logical. You're going to have to tell him.
Yeah.
If
he's that fragile, then he's not the man
for you.
Take
him on vacation with your money and then break the news there.
Yeah. Or pretend that you won some sort of like lottery drawing.
Ooh. That's
the grand prize is 20 campers and 6 Lambos.
So I've been thinking about it, and the guy at the camper place is like, oh, you know, you need to invest in luxury cars because that's what people want now.
Oh, to rent?
I'm thinking maybe I should do that and then buy him the Lamborghini as a present and then just reveal it then. What do you think?
That's amazing. It sounds kind of like you're money laundering. Like, you're like, I need to get rid of this money. I have so much of it. How do I spend it?
I feel like if you've been lying to him for 2 years, maybe you start with maybe a smaller, more modest vehicle.
Hot
Wheels.
Yeah.
Or a Volkswagen.
I was thinking a Prius. Like, yeah.
And if you want to buy the show a new vehicle.
Hey.
We wouldn't be opposed to that.
Show Lambo. Yeah.
Hey, let Alexis curve all the rims for
him. He can have my Jetta.
Thanks for sharing with us. Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone Tap is coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today, we call the nicest person ever.
Oh,
a lady who's at work, and she's 7 months pregnant. Apparently, she's talked with her coworkers about how she's still deciding on what the baby name should be and that she doesn't need any help deciding.
Yeah,
I love babies.
Yeah.
But just imagine Jose's ADHD unmedicated.
No.
He has some great ideas.
And highly on the unmedicated part.
Yeah. He's going to attempt to tell her all of them before she can hang up the phone in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, is this Roz?
Yes, who's calling?
My name's John, and you work with my girlfriend, Becky. She's in your work group, she said? You guys are pretty close?
Yeah. So you're Becky's boyfriend?
Right, yeah, John. And you're Rosberry, right?
Roslyn.
I'm sorry, what?
Roslyn.
Oh, okay, because she calls you Roz, and I figured it's just short for, like, Rosberry, you know, like the berry, like a cross between a raspberry and a bosonberry, you know, like the smoothie.
No, it's just short for Roslyn, that's it.
Interesting. Okay, just never heard the name Roz before, so that's kind of, you know, surprising, weird.
So are you trying to reach Becky? Because I can see if she's at her desk.
No,
if you want.
No. I want to talk to you, because I heard you are pregnant. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you're going to, you know, like, have it. So we got to get a name in there, right?
Sorry, John. What are you getting at here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really good with names, like super good with names.
Are you, though? Because you thought Roz was short for Rosberry?
Rosberry, that's just like the first thing that came to me. But if I kept guessing, I would have gotten there for sure. And so when she said you were pregnant, I was like, wait a minute. I should come up with baby names for her because she's going to have baby brain.
I mean, that's very nice of you, but we have some names in mind.
No,
but thank you.
I already did it. You don't know this about me, but I don't have a job. So, like, I have tons of time on my hand. And I just thought I should run some of these by you while they're in my head. I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice of you, but no, I...
Thank you so much. So look, I'm not going to be able to sleep this afternoon if I don't tell you. I sleep in the afternoons, by the way, because like I said, no job, up all night. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you don't have time constraints. You don't know. Oh, yeah, sorry, because you have a job. You work with Becky. So stupid. Good for you, by the way. Are you hiring? Just kidding. All right, listen. So number 3 was, wait for it, Rosberry Jr.
I don't really think...
Yeah, but that's also when I thought your name was Rosberry, right?
So yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to scratch that off.
It's not really my taste, no.
Okay, cool. That's fine. I'll probably send that one to a baby naming website because I think it's pretty sweet. You know, someone's going to name it.
You know,
Rosberry Jr.
I have to get back to work now, John, but I do appreciate the call.
I know. But real quick, number 2, it's the ampersand symbol. It's like kind of old school, but people would just be like, ampersand.
I don't think so.
Okay, I know you hate it. I hated it too. That was just a test, okay? You passed. Listen, the final one, and don't tell me the gender.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you the gender because you're not part of my family and I don't know you.
I'm not part of the family. Yes, I am. Okay, maybe. All right, someday. We'll work on it. Do you have a sister? Is she employed?
What?
Sounds like a catch. All right, here we go. 3, 2, you want to count me down?
I really don't.
It's little baby Yodel.
Yodel?
Yeah, like yodel-a-hee, yodel-a-hoo, yodel-a-ha, yodel-a-hee-hoo, you know?
Well, this has certainly been a call to remember, but I do need to hang up.
Oh, what about Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, all one word? So it's like Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Like when they're in trouble, you're like, hey, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, get over here. I'm going to spank your little bottom. But I don't believe in spanking, for the record. If I ever marry your sister, I promise we're not going to spank our kids.
What is happening right now?
Oh, wait, that name's already taken by the radio show that's doing a prank on you. Oh, shoot.
Wait, what? Who's doing a prank on me?
I am. My name's Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Your coworker Becky set you up.
Okay, when you said yodel, really?
Yeah, consider yodel. Or consider beatbox.
Oh, wow.
That was just me breathing. I was just me breathing really heavy. I'm sorry.
You know, I think you need to take some kind of drug, like maybe a medication that they're already prescribing for you.
Yeah, speed.
No, the opposite.
Oh, slow? I haven't heard of that drug. Hey, you're good at naming drugs.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A while back, we started doing closure calls to give our listeners a little peace of mind and finality to an ongoing issue that's been bugging them for a while.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's one of my favorite segments. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much drama.
Well, because it's depressing.
Yeah. No,
it's not. No. It's actually, it's really cool.
It's usually pretty uplifting.
It's like versatile. Yeah.
It's one of the few, like, guaranteed ways that we actually do good in this society.
Yeah, totally.
And I'd say, you know, we do an okay job at it.
Yeah, sure.
Let's call it medium, medium rare.
Hey, you know what? For a free service, we do great.
Sure. Yes. But, you know, even when you think you've gotten closure on something and the book is closed, sometimes life has other plans for you. Which is why one of our listeners, Beth, is back on the phone today after we helped her resolve an issue with her college roommate from years ago.
Oh.
Now there's been a shocking new development and she's going to share all the juicy deets.
Wait, is she like added a new chapter to her book?
Yep.
No. Spill that tea, Beth.
It's coming up in your closure call update. Ooh. Next. We had a situation come up the other day, and as a show, we weren't really sure how to handle this. Because one of our listeners, Mia, had written to us saying that she'd like to get some closure on something that happened with a person from her past.
Okay.
But she did not want to do an awkward Tuesday phone call with us to try and surprise them.
Okay, I'm trying to remember this. I have a horrible memory, sorry.
No. Well, we didn't really ask you about this, Jose. Yeah. We didn't think that you were the right person.
That's probably smart.
But Mia said that she's not even sure if she wants to necessarily speak with them right now. She wants answers so that she can move on.
Wow.
Oh, God. I always feel like when you want answers, you're never going to get them. Is that a pessimistic view?
Yeah. No, I'm
sorry.
We need a little bit more optimism in this segment, Brooke.
Well, you started with the sad music, okay? That's where my head went.
Okay, it's my fault. I get it.
It's your fault. Let's just hang up now, guys.
That's why today we're going to try something new called a closure call. Even my co-hosts, like you're hearing, don't know what this is yet.
It sounds like a sales pitch. Always be closing.
I make the first one to my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, we can work on that a little bit later. But this is going to be a little bit more of a serious segment than probably what we're used to.
Oh,
so I'm going to go into what it is in a little bit. But first, let's talk to Mia. Mia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing today? How you feeling?
I'm kind of nervous.
Okay. Well, is that the worst feeling that you're having right now, is nervous, or is there something?
I mean, this has been on my mind forever, and honestly, I've tried every option, and I can't even think of what else to do, so if you guys can help me in any way, shape, or form, thank you.
So you're trying to get over someone or something.
We'll get into that in a second. Tell us about the person that you need to get closure from.
Okay, so this is with my friend Beth, and she was my best friend.
Uh-oh.
This happened about 7 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, we were very close, and we did everything together. And then one day, out of the blue, she emails me saying, I can't talk with you anymore.
Emailed?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm like, I don't want a relationship with you. I can't go into the specifics, but please don't try and contact me. I'm sorry.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
And when I went to go find her, I couldn't even find her in her dorm.
Whoa.
Like, she dropped out.
Dude, that is so painful. I had a best friend in college, and it turned out she was lying about her life. And like, and our friendship ended, and it still haunts me.
Yeah.
And it's only been three years since I graduated college.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, do people believe that?
No,
sure.
I
know.
Yeah. I think you have a point,
it's really
though.
Hard.
We've all lost friends, and like, even a best friend, it's still a relationship. It feels like you've lost an
No, it's like you go through a grieving process for sure.
Well, it's especially weird to have it end through an email, just out of the blue. How did how did reading that make you feel, Mia?
Oh, totally blindsided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you go find her? Did you make her talk to you?
Well, of course I tried calling her, but she didn't take any of my calls. She didn't respond. And now we've completely lost contact.
You haven't like found her on social media and figured out where she's at in her life?
Well, it's funny you say that because she blocked me on social media, but I'm still friends with her friends because we were tight.
Okay.
So I can see her through other people's pages.
Like pictures of her,
She looks happy, healthy, but you know, it still bothers me.
Yeah,
that's super weird.
I mean, what did you do to have her move away?
I honestly have no idea.
And so you reached out to us because you've been looking to get some closure on this, and you said you didn't want to do it through an awkward Tuesday phone call. Like, you don't
know, or surprise her or anything. Okay. I don't know. I just... Yeah.
So that's why I need to explain, not only to our listeners, but even to my co-host, what we're about to do here in this particular closure call. So we already reached out to her friend, Beth.
Oh, wait, you found her phone number?
We emailed her and we asked if she'd be willing to come on the show and be on the phone with us.
Ooh,
now,
this is like Jerry Springer booker.
Well, we told her what the deal was, that Mia has been trying to talk to her and we'd like to reconnect them. And Beth said that she did not want to talk to Mia directly.
Oh, no.
So I asked if I could send her a few questions from Mia.
Okay.
And if she'd answer them, just to help her move forward with her life.
Okay, so you sent her like a survey.
Well, and I was surprised, but Beth actually agreed to do this. And over the last week, Mia and I have been going back and forth on what specific questions she wants to have answered.
Wait, you let Jeffrey help you with the questions and you didn't talk to us first?
And you got a girl to text you back?
Yeah, I mean...
Dang, I need lessons, bro.
I will admit, producer boy did help me a little bit.
Okay,
He showed me where the
professional on the job. All right.
He showed me where the compose email button was. And so that was really important. But look,
I believe it now.
Beth has responded to all four questions, including why she suddenly broke off their relationship, which is really the big one. So Mia,
dude, are you sure you want this, Mia? It could make it.
No, Brooke, I want this. Don't even ask her.
I don't know, but it could make it worse for you.
Do you want to wonder for the rest of your life now, or do you want to actually hear this?
No, I definitely want to hear it because I need closure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no like deep, dark secret you're keeping from us that may come out next.
No,
is there?
Not that I don't know. That I know of.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll read the emails to find out why Mia's best friend suddenly left.
Good. Can we play a short song? Because I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to do a closure call coming up next.
All right. You're in the middle of a closure call, but we're getting an update on the situation right after you hear part two.
For once, we might actually do something helpful on this show.
Hey, look at us.
It's one of those, like, don't count your chickens before they hatch type moments, so I'd slow down there.
It was like the time in 2018 where Brooke almost stopped to help someone change their tire on the side of the road.
Almost.
But then she realized there were kids in the back of the car and didn't want to deal with all the crying, so she sped off. But, she thought about it.
And I did yell, call AAA!
See, but it's the thought that counts. And we realize there's a show that we need to maybe grow a little bit more and stop thinking about helping and actually start doing it.
Okay.
So today we're going to try to help a listener who needs a little bit of closure. Her name's Mia, in a new segment that we're trying out called Closure Call. So Mia's looking for answers after her best friend Beth suddenly dropped out of her life 7 years ago.
God, and I really feel for you on that one, Mia. I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Brooke. I'm sure that was really helpful.
But I think it is helpful.
The thing is, all that Mia got at the time was an email from her friend Beth, basically saying, I'm leaving, I need to end our friendship, but please do not contact me.
Dude, so wild.
And so ever since, for 7 years, Mia's been clueless, wondering why that happened,
And so we actually reached out to her friend Beth with four questions that were crafted by myself, Mia, and producer Boyd, because we didn't want to give her like a list of 20 things to answer.
Yeah.
A right. giant survey. So just so our listeners know, here's the four questions that we came up with. We said, first, can you tell me anything about why you stopped talking to me 7 years ago? Because it was very unexpected and honestly a little hurtful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well said. Producer that Boyd was, definitely crafted that.
That was question one. Question two, did you leaving college early have anything to do with me?
I dropped out.
The third one was, are you happy with your life right now?
Aww.
That's an important question.
You know, you have to show that it's not all about me. It's not just selfish.
And, well, I kind of though asking, do you regret letting me out of your life? But I get it.
It would have been so much happier if I was
still
here. I want you to say no.
Yeah.
Then the fourth final question is, do you miss me at all?
Aww.
I know you must be feeling all sorts of emotions, and you probably don't want to wait any longer. Let's just start reading some of your best friend's responses, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. So
I was going to correct you and say ex-best friend.
I know. Just let's move forward.
The first question that we asked, can you tell me anything about why you stopped talking to me 7 years ago? Beth's response was, so we were both at Carrie Ann's party, and you left early to go help your sister with something. Does that ring a bell, Carrie Ann's party?
Yeah, I mean, I vaguely remember leaving that party to help my sister. Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy that she's talking about a specific event.
Yeah. Super. And it was college, so vaguely remembering things does check out.
Yeah.
I mean, 7 years ago.
Yeah. So she keeps going. She says, I stayed behind, and I'm ashamed to admit this, but I hooked up with your boyfriend at the time, Mike.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Wow. Dang. I had a feeling.
I don't even know what to say.
I should ask, are you still dating this guy? Mm-hmm.
No, but was it a serious relationship?
Yes. No, we're not still together, but...
Good.
Ow.
Yeah, that's okay. And you didn't know he was cheating on you?
I had no idea.
So she keeps going, afterwards, he begged me not to tell you. And because I cared about you and your happiness, I didn't want to screw up your relationship. I wasn't sure what to do with myself, but I couldn't look you in the face again. I felt so embarrassed and guilty that I broke your trust, so I removed myself because I figured you'd never forgive me.
You should.
No.
I'm mad for her. Get out of my life. Don't
not like
with my
disappear.
Friends,
my...
Kidding?
Mia, what do you think about that?
I'm still floored.
Are you angry, floored, or are you like, gosh, I wish she would have just told me?
Yes, I do. I wish she would have said something. We were, like I said, we were so tight.
Do you think you could have worked through it?
Like with a three-person couple sort of deal? Is that what you mean?
I mean, it was 7 years ago. I'm more mature now. I would hope I'd be open to it. But it makes me really upset with Mike. Like, I dated him seriously for a few years.
Ugh, what a waste of a few years.
Even after that
That's why
happened?
You should never continue to date college boyfriends. Just leave them after you leave college.
Okay. Am I right?
You know, we're trying to help the person on the phone, not break up the hundreds of other people who are listening in their college dorms right now with their boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you're in a college dorm with your boyfriend, you better check who you slept with last.
Okay.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Okay. Let's move on from the boyfriend talk and go to the second question. Okay, Mia, your second question that we sent to your friend Beth was, did you leaving college early have anything to do with me?
I feel like we already answered that from the first question, didn't we?
Well,
flunked out. Who knows?
At the time, we didn't know that. We just sent all these at the same in one giant email.
She gave another answer.
But she gave another answer. She wrote back, well, it's not your fault, but after what I did, I couldn't be in the same school as you and see you every day. And I didn't want to try to avoid you the whole time, so it was just easier to start new.
Oh, so she did finish school somewhere else.
My cousin lived in a different area, so I transferred to a school near them. And I know it may have been an extreme thing, but I just couldn't handle the conflict and the idea of breaking your heart.
Here I was thinking that it was like something I did, and I I'm just devastated.
So, I mean, does hearing that make you feel a little bit better, that it wasn't something that you did?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, your best friend obviously had a really high moral compass. Like, it sucks that she made that mistake and that she did it. But, like, to...
Like, went to that extreme, though.
Give her
the way I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad that she, like, uprooted her life and had to start all over.
But why couldn't she have come to you and talked to you? Like, it was just too scary for her.
I mean, she felt like she wronged you really bad. But it is now making a little bit more sense why your boyfriend kept taking a monthly trip over to that other college.
Oh my God.
But we've answered two. We're on to the third question that we sent, which was, Beth, are you happy with your life now? I know you're hoping that it's a no, Mira, but let's...
That's not true.
I don't know that you can drop any other bombs. Like, what else? Yeah.
Well, here's what she says. Oh, she says, God. I wasn't happy for a long time.
Oh, buddy.
But honestly, I did feel better when I heard you broke up with Mike 4 years ago.
I don't know if
he cheated on you with someone else, but I've heard that guys who do that don't just do it once. Is that what happened, Mia? Did Mike end up cheating on you again? Do you know?
I mean, I'm... not trying to make it about something else, but yeah, like he did.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, like, if he's gonna sleep with your best friend, he's gonna sleep with anything, you know, man, that guy sucks.
I don't want to focus on Mike anymore.
Right.
Yeah, he's trash. We've put him in the recycling bin and we've emptied the folder.
But it just sucks. Yeah, like, he's garbage. The one that ruined your guys' relationship. I mean, I know she made the choice too.
So we're running out of time here. We do have the answer to the fourth and final question that we sent, which was, do you miss me at all?
Which we were thinking was a no, but now I feel like it's a yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so Mia, your friend, wrote back, yes, terribly.
Oh, he's gonna make me cry.
She said, but I'm ashamed, and I understand if you never want to speak with me again. If you do, I'll be back in town next month to visit my parents. I'd love to get a drink and cry with you.
Oh, that makes me cry.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Mia? Is that something that you'd be open to?
At least, like, we could get a coffee, you know?
Oh, I would go with something a little stronger than coffee.
Yeah, me too. Hey, will you update us and tell us how it goes?
Yes.
Okay.
You feel like you actually got a little bit of closure after hearing all this, Mia?
Yeah, I do. I'm in shock. I'm just... It's like watching a movie from my life I didn't know happened years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Exciting.
A lifetime movie for sure.
A lot of drama.
I'm glad that we could give you just a little bit of peace of mind with this, Mia. Even if it's not totally closed yet, it's going to help you a little bit. But text into 78592 if you're listening. Tell us, what do you think? Should we keep doing these closure calls, or has Brooke cried enough on the show already?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, it's been months, and Brooke is still crying about that closure call.
Seriously, it's so sweet.
But you better get the Kleenex ready, because Mia is back.
Apparently
she has an update.
Oh, my God, it better be good.
Mia, how you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Oh. Why are you coming in with that down tone, Mia?
Oh, yeah, I do have an update.
Did you end up meeting up with Beth?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Really?
We actually talked and agreed to meet up at a cafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the day comes and I'm waiting for her. And so Beth walks in. You won't believe who walked in with her.
Oh, what?
No.
My old boyfriend.
Shut up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Seriously? You brought him?
Yes. And I had no idea he was coming.
What, is this an ambush?
Wait, are they dating?
No, they're not dating.
Why are they still talking?
Are they together?
But here's the thing. They wanted me to apologize for airing out their dirty laundry on the radio station.
Oh my God.
Come on. How selfish. How
you petty. Made us look bad.
You made yourselves look bad by cheating on people.
I was like so on Beth's side. And now, like, she sucks.
What did you say?
I was on it. First of all, I was shocked. Then I was like, what are you talking? Like, they only use first names. No one knows who you are. You're overreacting.
Right.
Yes.
Totally.
And no, they were still really mad.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe they're in that much contact, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, taken aback. I'm like, do either of you want to apologize to me?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You think?
Yeah, what do they say?
Oh, no, they were like, no, forget it, and ended up leaving.
They didn't even buy you a coffee.
Oh.
No, they left me with a check.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, wow.
My God. Well, at least you legit have closure. You do not need those people in your life anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Double closure for sure.
Yeah.
Good for you. Bad.
Well, I think our listeners will have your back.
And look at that. We didn't need the Kleenex either for Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm back to angry.
Oh, good. Back to Brooke's resting state. There you go.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Tipping 15 to 20% is customary, but one TikToker just came up with a controversial new strategy to save you money on your tip without looking like a total jerk about it.
What?
Plus, what do you do if you've always wanted to give your baby a certain name, but a close friend or family member takes it instead?
Well, you just cut them out of your life forever, right?
Yeah, new family.
One woman has come up with a different idea and launched an entire business over that issue.
Whoa.
Wow. Millions of views about how you should handle it. It's all coming up in a brand new
Woo! TikTok click shock.
We'll do it at 8:10. It's the segment that's even cuter than a baby chipmunk driving inside of a Lego car.
Oh my god, that is so cute, Joe.
It's
Woo! TikTok click shock.
Yeah. TikTok click shock, because we're all shocked at how many clicks that viral video has been getting. Got some of the biggest TikToks of the past week ready for you. Let's get right into your first TikTok click shock, which is all about babies.
Oh, yay!
Let's start it right.
And picking a name for a child can be one of the most challenging decisions for expecting parents to make.
Oh, for sure.
And that's why one woman named Colleen Slagin started a baby naming consultation company based in Boston.
I feel like I could do this for a living.
She says she was always really good at picking out great names. Yeah, for babies, and recently turned her hobby into a full-fledged business.
Ooh.
And took it on to TikTok. Wow. Now, her videos are getting millions and millions of views.
Really?
People cannot get enough of her ideas, especially her I Can't Use series.
Okay.
Meaning, let's say you wanted the name Chloe, but your best friend already went and named her baby that.
Okay.
So what's going to be the second option that you can use that's in the same vein?
Oh, Moe.
That's smart.
Moe. Jeez.
I told you I could start a business.
Wow.
No. Not a successful one. Yeah.
It could be for family reasons or because the name that you like is too popular.
Right.
You know, there's already 9 babies named Emma on your block.
Yeah.
But if you like the vibe, she can help give you the second option that's close but still different.
All right.
So here's Colleen explaining a few of them.
Okay, lots of requests for Henry, and not surprising, it's a top 10 name. Teddy is a great style match for Henry, but the other name is Harvey, which is sort of like, okay, we're grieving the loss of Henry. It's a fabulous name, but we've moved on and we're ready to turn heads. Next, we have Grace. The obvious match here would be Rose. It's similar in style. It's similar in sound. And it's a great option, but it's Audrey. Audrey is Grace. Grace is Audrey. It's analogy 101. Next is Briggs. Yes, there are 1,000 B names that would work perfectly, but the person who commented this said B is exactly the reason she can't use Briggs. So it has to be Rhodes. Lastly, we have Jasper. This is a tough loss because it's a really unique sounding name. The most obvious style match, I think, would be Oscar, but I think we need to go a smidge quirkier, which is Cyrus.
Wait, what?
Okay. So, Cyrus at the end there.
I like it.
It's clearly not just like rhyming names or other names that start with similar letters.
Vibe.
Yeah,
she's going for
vibe. Vibe, the feeling of the name.
I like how you're grieving the loss of a name.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's a big deal for people, and apparently she helps a lot of parents with their second and third child naming.
The ones that they don't care about as much. Yeah. They just use their favorites already.
Exactly. So Colleen says in her experience, the most popular name for boys right now is Miles.
Oh, there's a lot of Miles.
Like Miles Teller.
I loved that name. It was on our list.
You're European. You can make kilometers.
Yeah. See, I like that.
I can help with your business.
Uh-huh. Same vibe. The most popular name for a girl right now, she says, is Margot. That's what she's seen.
I can see that,
too. I like Margot. Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
But Colleen says, ultimately, the popularity of a name shouldn't play a role in your decision making. If you really love something, just go for it.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, if you want to name your future daughter after your old high school boyfriend who cheated on you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you said.
It wasn't my boyfriend, it was a crush. Get it right.
Please, okay. to be with you?
It's even creepier.
You never knew that you existed.
He's married now anyways.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That was a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
It's from a South Carolina native named Nicholas Conker. He's garnered nearly 1 million views on his latest video about how to save money on tipping without looking like a total jerk.
Already, like... not a good setup.
Well,
I feel like this is what you love, Jeff. He's like,
wait till you hear him out. Okay. But Brooke, like, if you're out at a restaurant, how much should you tip nowadays? 15 to 20%? Would you say?
I tip 20+. Honestly,
it's not a competition, Brooke.
Yeah,
it's
just like,
she's right.
20+ is Brooke's answer. Well, Nicholas believes you can get that down to about a 10% tip,
what?
But only if you're willing to do what he does in the video.
What, never go back to the restaurant and show your face again?
What he does is he cleans the table himself after he's done.
Yeah, you should
Everyone
do that.
Does that, right?
Yeah, you just organize the plates.
You stack really? And you yes. put the silverware together. Uh-huh. You put the napkin inside.
Mm-hmm. You put the knives in the water glasses.
Sometimes I even do the cups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys like work there now, apparently.
Yeah, well, I used to be a server, so it's easy why. Things you can yeah. do to help the busser.
I was going
to
ask, like, Jose, you've been in the industry before for a long time. Yeah, if someone offered to do your job for you, I'll run the food back to the kitchen for you.
You can't do that. You're not allowed to run the food.
That's what he does. He stacks all the plates and the utensils and then even offers to take the plates into the back so the server doesn't have to do it.
Okay, wow. Actually, hold on. This is kind of brilliant.
Wait a minute.
What you just said is right, Brooke. You literally cannot give them that.
You're not allowed to do that.
But that's why. It seems like they're being so nice, and you have to say, no, sir, I can't let you do that. But the offer alone is almost like so generous.
Yeah.
But then you go back to the table, and the guy's only left you a 10% tip. Do you still think he's generous at that point?
Like, I tried to help.
See, this is why the video blew up online. Hundreds and hundreds of people commented. But overall, people agreed offering to bring the dishes back to the kitchen was not okay.
No.
Yeah, but no. You have to say no. There's no way.
Everyone was split, though, on if you should stack the dishes at the table when you're done. A lot of people said it's just good manners and being respectful.
Absolutely.
Others argued, as a patron, it's not your job to clean up.
I feel like those are people who haven't worked in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Everybody. Totally. Yeah.
I mean, totally. I'll be honest. I don't stack the plates.
Well, that makes
sense.
But
you never worked a job like that.
But the one time that I did stack the plates, the silverware came sliding off of it and it fell on the ground.
Oh, like, man.
I didn't stack it the right way.
Did you never do a chore in your life?
Okay, this isn't about my life.
Brooke. Lucy used to stack the plates.
They come over and they take it for you. Like, that's the whole job is
you
they bring you the food
that, yeah.
and
yeah.
they take away the food.
Well, yeah. You're supposed to put all your silverware at 5 o'clock to indicate that you're done.
What?
Oh. Yeah, that's like Emily Post etiquette.
An analog clock? Yeah. It has to be at 5 o'clock.
Oh, no, she put the knife and spoon at 4:30.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Does she want it to bust or not?
Wait, is this clock AM or PM?
Yeah, oh, no, it's time zone
changes.
Is it daylight savings?
One server
<'Cause I don't> know.
commented on this saying, as a waiter, I'm 100% okay taking a smaller tip if you're going to do my job for me.
Really?
And it depends on the restaurant. If you don't have a busser and you are bussing your own tables.
But a mom shared that her son tried this and only tipped 10% while on a first date.
Ooh,
and
no.
she forced him to go back to the restaurant and give the waiter more money because she raised him better than that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It was not my mom, I'm just saying. Yeah. Those are your
TikTok click shot
stories for the day.
Win, Brooks, Bus!
We got a newbie on the phone to play you, Brooke. Amber, the accounting manager from Maple Valley. Mm. She says she plays in the car with her two kids normally and usually loses.
Oh.
But that's why she's ditched her kids.
There was what was weighing you
permanently,
down.
Permanently, just to call in and play you.
Amber.
Good job, Amber. Get rid of those kids. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. All right.
You already sound less stressed out.
It is true.
What was your technique? You just put them up for adoption, or did you just kind of like let them out at the ice cream store?
I bet it was just like a Craigslist post.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. Goodbye.
I was thinking cardboard box on the side of the sidewalk. Just take two.
Free written in Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We like you, Amber. You're our favorite so far.
We got sense of humor.
He said anything.
Yeah, well, still, I like her. All right. Brooke's leaving the studio while that happens. You know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, you have to beat Brooke outright to win, though. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Good luck. Okay. Your time starts now. On this day in 1867, the U.S. bought Alaska for 2 cents an acre from what country?
Pass.
What type of animal was Bambi's friend named Flower?
A rabbit.
Terry Crews is the host of what high-profile competition TV show that airs on NBC?
Pass.
In a BLTA sandwich, what does the A stand for?
Avocado.
Moscow is the largest city in Russia with 13 million people. What's second?
Pass. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's a tough.
Not 100% up on your Russian city trivia, I see.
No, definitely not.
Interesting, Amber. Brooke is coming back in the studio. And I see on my phone screener that you have an interesting fact about yourself that you ride dirt bikes for the last 20 years.
Cool.
29 years.
Whoa. 29, almost 30.
How many bones have you broken?
I got some good scars, but no broken bones.
Okay. Hey. Do you race?
I used to when I was young, like started at 5, raced for a few years, and then I got too competitive with the boys, so my mom pulled me out. So now we just trail ride.
Oh, come on, mom.
So fun. And what about the kids? Are they into dirt biking now?
Oh, yeah. My oldest started at 2. My youngest started at 4.
Oh, my God.
And it's our entire life.
Oh, my God.
So we should look at them in the X Games.
I'd be so nervous. I'd be like, can we wrap them in bubble wrap? I'm just so scared.
Yeah. I'm that mom.
Wow. 2 years old. What's his first word? Like, shred. Shred trails.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not
the
baby.
We're ready.
Sorry. I'm letting Jeff savor it. He really liked that.
I was enjoying it. All right, Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Time starts now. On this day in 1867, the U.S. bought Alaska for 2 cents an acre from what country?
Russia?
What type of animal was Bambi's friend named Flower?
Skunk.
Terry Crews is the host of what high-profile competition TV show that airs on NBC?
Ultimate Warrior.
In a BLTA sandwich, what does the A stand
Avocado.
For?
Avocado.
Moscow is the largest city in Russia with 13 million people. What's second?
St. Petersburg?
Got our answers in. We're going to go over to the scoreboard.
Okay,
that made 100% sense. With Jose.
You may now eat the bride.
Bolaños.
What just happened? The dinosaur wedding.
That'll probably be my wedding. I'll just be married to some type of food. Amber, you got one correct today.
Don't have to be an accountant to figure that one out, Amber.
Right? And Brooke, you just breezed on by with 4 correct.
Oh, goodness.
Rough go on your first try, Amber, but that's okay.
At least there's no kids around.
Yeah, I mean, do you say get back in the motorbike saddle? Like,
hop back in the seat.
Get back on the BMX.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is hard.
It is.
Let's go over the answers here. On this day in 1867, the U.S. bought Alaska for 2 cents an acre from Russia.
That's a steal.
Yeah, that is a steal. Yeah.
Well, Amber's the accounting manager. Good deal, Amber?
Great deal.
Nice. Special. The type of animal that Flower is in Bambi, that's a skunk. The rabbit is Thumper?
Thumper, yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is the host of America's Got Talent on NBC. In a BLTA sandwich, the A stands for avocado. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, avocado. Mm. Moscow, the largest city in Russia. Second largest is St. Petersburg with 4 million residents.
Wow.
So, Amber, next time you got to study your Russian trivia before you come back on the show.
I need to study.
All right.
Yeah, Brooke knows all about Russia. She loves that.
It's her favorite place.
She raves about them.
But even though we can't give you any money, what we can do is just for playing, give you a pair of tickets to see Louis Capaldi April 26th at the WAMU Theater. And concert isn't until next month, but I recommend just start lining up now.
Oh.
Just to be safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Louis is popular.
It could concert be on Scotland time, so they're like weeks ahead of us.
You never know. So, Amber, congratulations. You enjoy that, all right?
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, good try, Amber.
Have a great day. Say hi to your
kids
for us.
Thank you. I'll get you next time.
All right.
We're going to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.